Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, November 25th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of text messages during the break, and people want to take advantage of the $500 discount off of the fat burning weight loss program. Christine mentioned the wellness plan that does not apply. The $500 discount does not apply to that because the wellness scan itself, I believe, is only $250. So they're not going to pay you $250 to do a wellness scan. It only applies to the fat burning program. A couple of you have asked, again, this question, and Missy stated it, but I want to be clear on this point. You don't have to start the program until after the new year. As a matter of fact, she'd almost prefer you to start after the new year because of New Year's resolutions. So many of us sit down with a piece of paper and pencil. We want to write out our goals for the upcoming year. I know myself, many times I wrote down, lose weight, get into better shape. You can't exercise when you're fat. I was 80 pounds overweight. Trying to get on a treadmill was very painful on my joints. It was kind of interesting. Over the weekend, you know how you have your photo memories pop up on your phone? I looked at a photograph of me with Missy's staff down in Battle Creek 1 year and a week ago. It was November the 18th of 2023. In her office with her staff, her, Charity, everybody else, I weighed the exact same amount today as I did a year ago and a week. November 18th, 2023, I weighed the exact same amount. It's been over a year. Actually, longer than that. It started in August 27th on the website. If you go to it, truckerrandyhealth.com, you'll see the photos, you'll see the screenshots. I have learned the process. You splurged a little bit over the weekend, had a fantastic roast dinner, mashed potatoes, the gravy, the butter in the mashed potatoes, the rolls with butter. The roast, Vicky, we did in the crock pot, had a stick of butter in it. So I got some inflammation in the body this morning, a little higher than what I had been for this past week. Going to do a reset today. Get right back down to the 217, 218 range. Folks, you need to do this. You need to tell your friends about this. Because this New Year's resolution is going to be different. You don't have to starve yourself on a diet. You don't have to try to get to the gym every day or work out at home. You can literally sit on the couch. I call it the couch potato program. And drop the weight because your metabolism is going to be turned on. Just like she did for us and so many others. You guys need to take advantage of this. You need to share it with your friends. Text me, Missy. Just text me, Missy. I'll send you the link to the website, the interviews to listen to, how to schedule an appointment. Get it done through December 6th. Not this Black Friday after Thanksgiving, but the entire next week. You get this done, you get it scheduled, you get the discount. It's that simple. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to look at this morning, and it's kind of interesting because we're heading into this lame duck session that's coming in Lansing. And this process that they're going to start a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, December 3rd, is the package of bills that will wrap up the lame duck session for the Democrats before the Republicans take control of the House, state House. One of the bills, one of the problems, one of the issues that we've been fighting and arguing about forever is to look at why illegal immigrants shouldn't get driver's licenses. Democrats, of course, disagree. Well, again, House Minority Floor Leader right now, Matt Hall, who will be the speaker in January, urged the current speaker, Joe Tate, to spike legislation that would allow adults, regardless of immigration status, to qualify for a driver's license after an unlicensed, undocumented driver allegedly struck and killed a Detroit area pastor, Stephen Singleton, Detroit area pastor of a church, recently died after police said he was struck by a vehicle being driven by an undocumented immigrant. The driver was identified by law enforcement as being a citizen of Colombia, who had entered our country and was driving in Michigan. Hall posted a response trying to have discussions in the legislature on the Drive Safety Access Freedom Economy Package, the SAFE package, that would provide driver's licenses to all regardless of citizenship status. However, Tate should announce he will not move the driver's licenses for illegals bill during the lame duck session. In light of this tragedy, awarding driver's licenses to illegals not only incentivizes criminal invaders, but also jeopardizes public safety for Michigan families. Here's a package of the bills. House bills 4410, 11, and 12, along with Senate bills 265, 266, and 267. The three bills in the Senate working in conjunction with the three bills in the House. These bills were introduced back in April of 2023. Over a year ago. But now it appears that they are making their way back into the legislative discussion. Why? Because these bills expire at the end of this year. Sunset provisions cause the bills to evaporate, be thrown in the trash. Proponents of the bill have made public arguments, public demonstrations, such as unraveling a banner and chanting at a 2023 legislative softball game. Well, on November 12th, basically 2 weeks ago before they went into recess for deer hunting season, November 15th, advocates who are up in the House gallery dropped pieces of paper down onto the House floor calling for action on the bills. Democrats say Hall's arguments against providing driver's licenses for all, regardless of legal status, actually works in reverse. Supporters of the bills call the press conference. They held it on the Capitol steps. State Representative Julie Brixey, a Democrat from Okemos, and Rachel Hood, Democrat from Grand Rapids, spoke in favor of the bills. And Hood started the conversations with leadership that action on these bills and others need to be prioritized for them to be able to count on her vote for other policies. Meaning she's not going to vote for all these Democrat agenda items in the lame duck unless they agree to take up these bills. Hood from Grand Rapids said that she and her colleagues are mourning the loss of the pastor, who she said is one of too many pedestrians and bicyclists who are dying because of poor road design and distracted driving. It tracks that Hall would politicize this senseless tragedy to spread hate, disinformation, and confusion through partisan media channels. If Representative Hall really cared about safe roads and families, he would help us pass the safe bill package and make it a priority that other pieces of legislation pass in the lame duck session. Hood added that since there aren't federal laws in place that hold undocumented immigrants to the same licensing standards, the Drive Safe package would extend the ability for all drivers to be licensed, insured, and trained on how to operate vehicles safely. Similarly, an interview for an unreleased episode of the upcoming Monday podcast of MERS News Service, Senator Stephanie Chang of Detroit said Hall's argument actually works in reverse. Other states have granted driver's licenses regardless of legal status and have seen actually a decrease in traffic accidents and fatalities. Why? Because drivers, in order to get a license, needed to be tested, both on paper and a driving test, and had to be able to get car insurance. Well, part of the requirement for car insurance is you have to have a license. So Chang, the Democrat senator, said we would like to thank the future speaker, Matt Hall, for helping to make our points. It's very important that we pass this legislation so we can actually increase safety on our Michigan roads. Chang is the sponsor of one of the Senate bills and said this needs to stop. We need to stop politicizing this legislation. My final thoughts on this story, final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3255. 3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I know exactly why future Speaker of the House Matt Hall made this statement. The reason for his opposition to these safe package of bills is the fact that the Secretary of State offices, without asking for verification, birth certificate, proving people are U.S. citizens, automatically, when they go in to get a driver's license, ask them if they'd like to register to vote. Who do we have to blame for that? Terry Lynn Land, Republican Secretary of State, who started this crap decades ago. Not only can they get a driver's license, but they get registered to vote when, in fact, they're not even U.S. citizens. This Colombian who killed the pastor while driving isn't the problem. The problem is the fact that he could have gone and been trained on how to drive safely, get access to a driver's license, but at the same time get registered to vote when he should not be allowed to register to vote because he's not even a U.S. citizen. Has not become a naturalized citizen, has no right to be registered to vote. But yet Hall doesn't talk about that in his statement. And of course, the Democrats don't want to talk about it because that's their ulterior motive for the package of these bills. When they came up with safety, access, freedom, and the economy in order to give them their acronym, SAFE package, has nothing to do with these people being trained, go through driver's training, be forced to pass a written test and a road test to get a driver's license. What it has to do with the fact is that they then can go on and get registered to vote when they shouldn't be. why Hall didn't mention that part of it is a mistake, a failure to communicate the right message to the people of the state of Michigan. The way the Democrats are counterspinning what he had to say is that Hall made our point. This undocumented immigrant, let's call it what it is, illegal immigrant, killed a Detroit pastor. Has nothing to do with the fact that he wanted to get a driver's license. The Democrats wanted him to be allowed to get registered to vote. And there is the problem. You have got to speak the full truth. Why do you think these advocates, these people, proponents of these bills, dropped flyers on the House gallery floor of the State House of Representatives from the gallery, I should say? Why? Because they wanted the package passed. Why? Because they want these people registered to vote when they should not be registered to vote in any way, shape, or form. Hall missed a prime opportunity to call it for what it is. Until we get rid of the voter motor registration process, we're going to have problems with these bills. That's what he should have said. If you want people to take driver's education, you want them to pass a written test and a road test to get a driver's license, that's fine. Just don't register them to vote when they don't have the right to do so. U.S. citizens, illegals that come to this country and become naturalized citizens, they take the classes, they pass the test, they become a citizen of the United States, then you're allowed to vote. This is not what we currently have in the state of Michigan. That is exactly what the problem is. Until that gets addressed, you're going to have problems selling it to the people of the state of Michigan. Matt Hall, in my opinion, completely missed a prime opportunity to get that message out there. But the Democrats are going to push these three bills in the House, three bills in the Senate, and pass their safety, access, freedom, and economy safe package. It's going to provide driver's licenses to all, regardless of citizenship status. But it's also going to give them an opportunity to register to vote, and that part is wrong. But the Democrats don't care. They believe giving these people access to vote will get them to vote for the Democrats in the upcoming election of 2026. Knowing full well that once Matt Hall takes the gavel from Joe Tate, these bills would not have a snowball chance in heck of passing in the House. Why? Because the Republicans will have a 58-52 majority starting January 2nd. Missed opportunity, Matt Hall. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again,